You are listening to a summary of The God Clause and the Reinsurance Industry, an article by Brendan Greeley.
Few people work directly with reinsurance, so it may seem an oddity. However, since reinsurers work at estimating the likelihood of disasters, and their work underpins insurance, they affect everyone. What reinsurance has and hasn't been able to predict has gotten more complicated in this age of global terrorism and climate change, which has far-reaching ramifications. Get Abstract suggests this article to all grappling with the implications of global change and, specifically, to readers seeking to understand risk.
Many people don't know what reinsurance companies do. Unless you work for an insurance company, you would not deal with them. Reinsurers insure insurance companies against catastrophic events. This means that the reinsurance industry is deeply invested, literally, in anticipating not just high-frequency disasters like fires and severe storms, but also threats from new quarters. Every year, Lloyd's of London issues a list of realistic disaster scenarios. These range from an earthquake at the New Madrid Fault in the Mississippi Valley to planes colliding in midair above an urban area. Despite this regular attempt to forecast potential danger, though, Lloyd's did not predict 9/11. The first reinsurance company was founded after an 1842 fire destroyed large sections of Hamburg, Germany. This fire is an example of what the industry euphemistically calls a loss event. If a disaster is big enough to affect several reinsurance companies, it is an industry loss event. When these events happen, they redefine the industry. People realize how much they value what they have. People insure for new risks and new categories of risk, and reinsurers flood into the market. Whether people see an event as likely or impossible does not depend on the actual statistical likelihood. The longer it has been since such an event, the less likely people see it as happening. As a result, they underinsure and dismiss the reinsurer's predictions. Even the most methodical reinsurers cannot predict all disasters. If an event is insufficiently common, they can't predict how often it will happen. What's more, different cultures anticipate risk differently and plan accordingly. Because they're accustomed to natural disasters, farmers in the Philippines plan to minimize risk rather than to maximize profit. The risk involved in an event changes over time, rendering earlier risk estimates invalid.
You can see this in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It did more damage than anticipated because the swamps that had formerly buffered windstorms had been cut down.
Climate change, an established fact in the reinsurance industry, makes a range of natural disasters more likely. Finally, all human action complicates all of this by building cities in areas that were already vulnerable to weather and flooding. Reinsurance can also help to mitigate risks. When a reinsurer placed a limit on how much they would pay on wood buildings, after a major fire, the city of Sundsvall, Sweden, switched to building with stone. Finally, financial loss due to climate change can be diminished or even avoided if people are willing to invest now in an array of adaptations.